Hey guys, welcome back to part 2 of the Kotlin tutorial. So now it's time to install IntelliJ IDEA. In this video we will install it on Mac, but I also made a second video where we install it on Windows. And I will put all the videos of this Kotlin tutorial into a separate playlist, which you can find when you click on the little eye in the top right corner. I recommend that you also watch this video even if you already have an IDE installed, because in the process I will explain some terms that are interesting to know. So we open our favorite web browser. We go to google.com and then we search for IntelliJ IDEA. And then we click on any of these jetbrains.com links. And we want to go to the download page of IntelliJ IDEA. Then we can choose between the Ultimate and Community Edition. Ultimate is paid and has some extra features, but Community is enough for us and it's free, so we click on Download. And the software we are downloading here, IntelliJ IDEA, is a so-called IDE, which stands for Integrated Development Environment. And in simple terms, it's a program that combines different tools to help us write other programs. Theoretically, we could write our Kotlin code in any plain text editor and then compile and run it from the command line. But an IDE makes this whole process easier. It has a very sophisticated text editor with stuff like syntax highlighting, real-time suggestions, and different keyboard shortcuts. It has a graphical user interface with a file explorer for our project files. We can compile and run our program with just a few clicks. And it has some additional tools like a debugger or version control. And here comes the catch. JetBrains, the makers of this IntelliJ IDE, are also the same guys who created the Kotlin language. And this has some interesting implications. First of all, of course, it means that IntelliJ IDEA has first-class support for the Kotlin language, because they both come from the same house. And also, JetBrains as a company is very experienced with Java, because first of all, IntelliJ IDEA is mainly a Java IDE, and it also contains millions of lines of Java code in its own source code. So this company really knows how Java works and what it lacks. When it's done downloading, we open this DMG file. Then we drag IntelliJ IDEA into the Applications folder. And then we start it. Yes, we want to open it. If you already had a previous version of IntelliJ installed, then you can import its settings here. Otherwise, we keep Do Not Import Settings selected and click OK. Then we have to accept the privacy policy, after reading it of course. Continue. Then we can decide if we want to send anonymous usage statistics. This helps the IDE developers, so I think it's a good idea to click on Send Usage Statistics, but you can also click on Don't Send. And now comes the most exciting part of this whole video, selecting our IDE theme. Most people prefer the dark theme because it makes them feel like a hacker. But for the tutorial, it's better if I pick the light theme. You can pick whatever you want. Then we click on Next. Here we can select the set of keyboard shortcuts we want to use. The left one is closer to a default Mac shortcuts. The right one is closer to the shortcuts of IntelliJ IDEA on Windows and Linux. You can pick whatever you like. But if you already know that you also want to use IntelliJ IDEA on other operating systems, then it makes sense to choose the right one, because then you don't have to readjust all the time. But this can be changed later through the settings, so we click on Next. We can keep this unselected. This option makes it possible to do some stuff over the command line, but we don't need this, and again you can change this later if you need to. So I'm gonna keep this unselected and click on Next. We can keep this as it is as well, those are just some default plugins. Next. We don't need any of these featured plugins either, so we keep it as it is and click on Start Using IntelliJ IDEA. Then we click on Create New Project. On the left we pick Kotlin. And then we keep Kotlin JVM selected. JVM stands for Java Virtual Machine. As I explained in the introduction video, Kotlin can compile to Java bytecode, and this is also the most common way of using Kotlin at the moment. This way we have full interoperability with Java, our code can run anywhere Java runs, and we can use the existing Java tools and libraries. And this Java bytecode recreate runs on this Java virtual machine, because it translates this bytecode into machine code. At some point, of course, our code has to be turned into instructions the computer can understand. Because the computer doesn't understand our high-level programming language like Kotlin, because it's meant to be human-readable. The problem is different processors and operating systems need a different set of instructions. And the JVM basically works as a translator that turns our bytecode into something each particular platform can understand. This way we can run the same Java bytecode on different operating systems and CPUs without having to recompile or rewrite it. And the JVM also takes care of memory management for us. As the name Java Virtual Machine implies, it was originally created to run Java code, but since then other JVM languages have evolved, like for example Scala or Groovy, and now also Kotlin. And as mentioned in the introduction, Kotlin can also compile to JavaScript or native code, but you don't have to understand all of this right now. The only thing that matters is that we want to target Kotlin JVM, and then we click on next and give our project a name. I'm gonna call it Kotlin Tutorial, which auto-generates this project location. And it's good convention to not put any white spaces into the project name, because white spaces in the project location could cause problems later on. But if you want, you can also change this project location manually. And by the way, this type of writing is called Pascal case, where we don't have white spaces, but each new word starts with a capital letter. And here we have to point IntelliJ IDEA to a JDK. JDK stands for Java Development Kit. SDK stands for Software Development Kit. So the JDK is basically the Java SDK. And this JDK contains the tools that we need to create Java programs or Kotlin programs that run on the JVM. Because first of all, this JDK contains a JVM, so we can actually run the code that we are writing. It contains the Java standard libraries that add a lot of basic functionality that we can use. And it also contains a Java compiler and some other tools. If you don't have a JDK installed yet, then you have to download one. Android Studio users do not have to do this because it already comes with an embedded JDK. However, we need one for IntelliJ IDEA. And when we click this download button, it brings us to oracle.com. This is basically the official source for the JDK. And in the past, it was very easy. We would just click on download JDK, download the latest version and be happy. But you will see this very prominent license update notice, which in a nutshell says that the Oracle JDK is not free anymore for production use. This shouldn't affect most of you because for personal use, it's still free as long as you don't use it commercially. But there is a better option we have. Instead of loading it from oracle.com, we can instead use a completely free JDK by another vendor. For this, we go to adopt openjdk.net. And this is an open source community project, which provides free JDKs, which you can also use commercially in any way you want. And they have the same high quality as the Oracle JDKs, because they do very extensive testing, and they are also sponsored by large companies like IBM or GoDaddy. So this works just as well as Oracle's JDK, and it's the better choice if you don't want to pay anything. For Kotlin programming, it doesn't matter which JDK version we pick here, but it makes sense to pick the JDK 11. Because it's the latest version with long-term support, which means that it will get bug fixes and security patches for several more years to come, without you having to switch to a newer version. So we click on this big blue button to download it. When it's finished downloading, we open this file. Here we click on continue. Continue again. We click on agree. We don't want to change the location, so we click on install. Wait a short moment. When it's done, we click on close. We can move this installer to the trash. And then we go back to our new project window. Now we want to point it to the JDK we just installed. So we click on new. And we can find the JDK under library. Then we search for Java, Java Virtual Machines, and here we select this Adopt OpenJDK 11 folder. We don't want to go inside it, we just select the folder directly, and then we click on Open. And now this should show a Java version 11, so we click on Finish. which creates our new project. Now, IntelliJ IDEA is a quite big IDE with a lot of features, so if you have never used it before, it can seem a bit overwhelming, but there is no reason to learn all of these different settings at once. Just wait until you actually need them. You will also find a lot of instructions in Google, and I would recommend that you keep these daily tips activated, because they will give you some small bite-sized tips every new day that you use IntelliJ IDEA. They are very useful, so we keep this selected and click on close. And Android Studio is based on this IntelliJ IDEA IDE, so these two are very similar. So if you later decide to write Android apps, you will already feel comfortable in Android Studio. From the next video onwards, I will use IntelliJ on Windows, but most of what you see there will be similar to Mac. So make sure to subscribe to the channel to not miss the upcoming parts, and if this video was helpful, please leave a like. Take care.